99.70 JX, Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly K.
What's up?
Harry Styles there, and we're going to need a minute because TMZ has pictures of one Mr. Harry Styles.
Uh-oh.
With a shaved head.
Oh. Oh, that's a drastic decision.
We need to have a minute for Harry Styles' hair.
Oh, boy.
A little moment of silence, if you will.
Oh, gosh.
Harry Styles is in a new era, a shaved head era, wearing T-shirts, and his hair is gone.
Okay. All right. You know what? We're not going to panic.
Yeah, we're not. What we're going to do is we're going to pretend not to care about Harry Styles' hair so it grows back faster.
Right. Wow, he had a lot of it.
The internet has no chill because
people losing their minds.
People posting Harry Styles is officially bald, so I blocked Liam Payne. Taking it out on Liam.
Poor Liam. prayers for Liam. He's Liam's sitting over there not doing anything wrong.
Another Bailey said, how are you going to be named Harry Styles with no hair or no style?
That is harsh.
Another said, how are you going to be named Harry Styles with no hair to style?
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
He
may have a very valid reason for shaving off his glorious mane. I think we look
maybe
at
he
someone
had
with
lice.
Hair like that. Well, could be. We look at someone like that because that is a gift. To be blessed with that kind of hair.
Yeah.
So we look at them like they were supposed, they have a responsibility to wear it well, to take care of it.
Chana says, new season about to go crazy with Harry Styles playing 11 on Stranger Things.
Oh, well, that's a possibility.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
So, we're just going to go ahead and say it now that, you know what? This is Harry Styles' Hair Watch 2023. If this is how we are ending the back half of the year, well, then this is how it is.
Is he having a Britney moment?
As long
as he's not doing it in that kind of a mindset.
No, I don't think so. He looks to be well-adjusted.
Okay.
He just doesn't have hair.
He's not trying to purge his life of something that's been going on. He was just like, you know what? I need to change up the look.
I mean, honestly, 1989 Taylor's version came out. That was very centered around Harry Styles. Maybe Harry is trying to just distance himself from that Harry Styles that caused so much hurt and pain to Taylor Swift for the album.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe.
He seems to be happy as he's taken in the U2 concert with his girlfriend. Like, they look very happy.
Right.
So maybe again, he's just, you know what? I'm just going to change it up a little bit. I'm just going to not worry about styling my hair.
Again, we're just going to need a minute for Harry Styles' hair, and we're going to just pull ourselves together by the bootstraps.
By the bootstraps, indeed.
And move forward. And this is something straight out of like a movie, like an Ocean's 11 or an Ocean's 12 or something like that. It's a setting the bar story, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do.
Right.
Situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting wrapped up in the largest bank heist in the history of Costa Rica, you're doing okay.
Oh, they're probably going to figure that out.
Well, so they didn't for a while. However, there was money going missing from Costa Rica's National Bank to the tune of $6 million.
Oh, wow.
This happened little by little over the course of several weeks. Now, there was an employee. Now, several employees were arrested because of this, all right? So, but there was at least one that started it and figured out that there was a blind spot in the surveillance footage.
It's an inside job.
Yep, and started putting money into envelopes and legit would just walk out with these envelopes undetected. Now, there were eight other bank officials who were arrested because of this. Now, we don't know if we don't know if they were like not saying anything because they didn't want to be fingered for the missing money, or they were cut in on the deal, which is more likely the case because I guess at least one of them started spending about $6,000 a day on lottery tickets.
Yeah, he's trying to like turn that into a much bigger profit.
Right. his own way of laundering money, apparently. But
oh gosh,
yeah. So $6 million, Costa Rica's National Bank. But now, they've been all arrested. But yeah, legit, something out of like a Mission Impossible or an Ocean's 11 or
they
something like that.
They thought it was the perfect crime because it was a little bit at a time.
Yeah, it was just a little bit at a time. That's
cash,
all it was.
So like, are they keeping track of the cash? No, probably not that well.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting wrapped up in the largest bank heist in the history of Costa Rica, you're doing okay.
All right, good note. You're going to get caught.
That is your setting the bar story. Ben and Kelly Show, great place to get a hold of us on social media. You know, the internet can be a fantastic tool, connect with others, especially on like social media sites, right? It's also a place where drama can live.
Especially if you're going to trigger an entire fan base.
Yeah, for sure. So every now and then we dive into the comments section of a thread and act out the people who are commenting on it.
Yeah, so I play Caroline, ranting about how much she can't stand Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
Ben's jumping in as Millie to defend Taylor. And Jim, also played by me and my dude voice, adding in his two cents. This is Facebook Fight Theater.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Taylor Swift is so annoying. I'm so sick of hearing about that overrated ice princess.
Are you high? Taylor Swift is not overrated. I just recently saw on TikTok that she is now officially bigger than the Beatles and Michael Jackson. She is the face of all pop culture.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bruh, you're crazy, Millie. Taylor Swift is not bigger than John Lennon. He's still talked about today.
First of all, his name is John Legend, not John Lennon. And he's partially famous because of his wife, Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
You said Taylor Swift is bigger than the Beatles. John Lennon was in the Beatles, not John Legend.
True.
Good Lord, please get off TikTok. It's making you sound dumb AF.
Yeah, I never heard of John Lennon. And there's no need to get rude. You're just all butthurt because my girl Taylor Swift rules the world.
Ugh, why are Swifties so pathetic? I just looked up your profile, Millie. You're 31 years old. Aren't you a little too old to be a deranged Swiftie cult member?
Oh, gosh, okay.
Dang.
Shots fired.
Uh-huh.
In the great words of one Taylor Swift, you need to calm down. And if you're offended by my comment, please just shake it off.
Oh, there you go. Oh, and that scene.
Is pro. That is pro.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, yes, if you're going to fight fire, you need to bring fire. In the form of Taylor Swift lyrics.
That was Facebook Fight Theater. Where Kelly and I just act out the drama listed right there in the thread.
Yeah, we didn't write it.
Nope.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Brandy's reaching out. Hello, my besties, whom I've never actually met in person.
Hi, Brandy.
First of all, love your show. Get a kick out of your misconnection section.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm trying to convince my friend to write in with her misconnection story. She actually met her boyfriend that way.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, we'll look for it.
Anywho, sidebar. I need some help here with a different friend, my best friend. I got engaged last weekend, and we're planning our wedding for next July.
Congrats.
My best friend got married several years ago, and I was her maid of honor. I always figured I'd make her my maid of honor when I got married. The thing is, she's going through a divorce right now and is super bitter about everything. Now, I don't mind being there to support her as a friend, but I'm afraid she's kind of going to ruin the bachelorette party, my bridal shower, and potentially even my wedding.
Oh, wow.
Do I have to make her my maid of honor? Or is there a way around it without hurting her feelings? I don't have any siblings or other people that would easily replace her as maid of honor. So thanks so much for any advice on how to handle this.
Obviously, maybe there's something that we're not hearing and from Brandy that she has seen from her friend that is really kind of causing these problems, like the way her best friend is acting out or whatever. But
yeah, she says she's super bitter. So that can just mean like snide comments a lot.
Yeah, but does one have to affect the other? I don't know. Call me naive, but can her best friend compartmentalize a little bit and
that's
be like
what she's worried about?
And
she's
be like,
not
hey,
sure she can
really.
Yeah, that's the whole root of the issue is whether, you know, she doesn't want to make her best friend feel even worse if she's right in the middle of going through the thick of it, of divorce, and she's just, that's kind of all she can see right now, and it's going to be hard for her to be happy for anybody else. If she's like right in the middle in the thick of it, she's just concerned. Now, will she be that way next July? She's probably going to be in a better spot.
I was going to say, probably not, and the fact that I almost think that this might be therapeutic for her to go through.
Exactly.
Where,
and, you know, a distraction.
Yeah, for sure.
Take the focus off yourself and focus on Brandy and her happiness and being a part of all of that.
100%.
I think she's going to feel worse if she doesn't get asked, especially if there was kind of this understanding that when it was Brandy's turn, that she would be the maid of honor.
Look at us saying, yeah, just go ahead, ask her. And then she asks her, and then everything turns crazy.
But again, we've got some time before bridesmaid duties should begin. So I think maybe we give it some time. We wait until, you know, the first of the year, and then we kind of start doing that, see where she's at. And I don't
Are you saying wait until, like, wait a couple months and do it?
Wait until the weekend before.
Hey, will you now be my bridesmaid?
What are you doing next week?
Yeah. No, I...
No, just wait a little bit. You don't need to, like, do it right now because, again, it's not till July. So you've got a little bit of time you can work with.
I guess
until
there...
Until she gets to maybe a little bit better headspace.
There is a little bit of tiptoeing around not wanting to be insensitive to your friend and, right. like, saying... Hey, I understand what you're going through, but celebrate me!
Yes, I understand you hate love right now, but will you celebrate my love?
Right. Who has been in this situation and can offer up a little bit of your own experience to Brandy? All right.
Is it a timeline thing? Is it, you know, how you approach it?
Yeah. 502-795-1-9970. That's why we call this group therapy. We'll take your stories on the way. Group therapy. Brandy, newly engaged. The only person she wants as her maid of honor is her best friend, going through kind of a bitter divorce right now. Worried her bitterness will actually ruin the bachelorette party, bridal shower, maybe even the wedding. How's she dealing with it? It's funny how the internet turns.
Listen, we've got a lot of the peanut gallery rolling in on Facebook, putting the brutal... In honesty.
Well, and so a lot of people are like, maybe it's not the maid of honor Zilla so much as you being kind of a bridezilla.
Kind of thinking the world revolves around you.
Yeah.
Rebecca said she's your best friend, but you have no problem kicking her out of your wedding because you think she's going to ruin everything with her attitude, but you haven't even mentioned it to her.
Yeah.
I know how it feels to be the best friend and not be picked.
Ooh.
So all I'm saying is if the friendship means anything to you, reevaluate and put some thought into talking to her about it.
Yeah, that's what I kind of said. I was like, I feel like the friend should be able to compartmentalize her own issues. It might be even therapeutic for her to help be there for her friend and help her celebrate, you know, her life and her starting of her wedding and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is start by acknowledging the spot your friend is in.
100%.
Like, listen, I know that you are going through it right now.
Patrick says, for once, I agree with Ben, LOL. Hey, you know what? Sometimes I'll pull a nugget out, you know? Every now and then. I don't guarantee it.
Yes, that's the thing. I think she's trying to find the best words to say. But again, you have to think about the fact that this is happening next July. So chances are she's going to be in a better place and able to be fully all in on your happy day and not be wallowing in her situation. Elizabeth says it's also an option to not even do all that. I've been divorced twice, didn't have any bridesmaids. The first time we eloped in Hawaii, the second time we chose a small 30-person wedding so we'd have money to go to Aruba, which was amazing.
There you go.
It's yours and your future spouse's big day. Sometimes it's less stressful to put the money towards a honeymoon and skip potential wedding drama and stress. Plus, I feel like it's a better bonding experience to have a nice honeymoon rather than a couple of hours of photo ops and feeding entertaining bunches of folks.
I mean, yeah, sure, that's an option too, but
weddings are fun too.
Yeah. But the conversation with the friend is, you know, hey, I don't want to be insensitive to your situation, but I want you to be standing next to me, you know?
I can imagine my day without you right there next to me.
I think that's simple.
I think she's making up a bunch of like potential future drama in her head that doesn't need to be there.
Right. Trust your old pals, Ben and Kelly.
Now, not to say that she doesn't have a reason for thinking that if she's seeing her friend be super bitter about everything on planet Earth right now. So I understand where her fears are coming from, but I think if you just confront it head on and talk to your friend about it and just see if she's comfortable.
How many times do we just say, hey, how about you just talk about it?
But then again, we wouldn't have this segment. People are just talking to each other and not bringing this
look,
in on it.
I also understand that sometimes you need that little nudge. And that's what we are. We're the little nudge for you. All right,
we're here to say it's going to be okay. Go ahead and talk to her. And this is how you do it.
Yep. All right, Brandy, good luck. Congrats. And that is group therapy. Keep us posted. It's a fun little game we like to call Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's all say hi to Megan calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
Megan's got red hair, is a teacher at high school English, has been married since May, and drives a lime green Hyundai Venue with Tinkerbell sticker on the back and pixie dust as her license plate.
I love all of that. I love it all.
Big fan of Tinkerbell. What was it about the Tinkerbell that roped you in?
I'm a massive Disney nerd, and so I had to pick a Disney character to go with my car.
That makes sense.
You had to?
Yes. Of course.
Well, yes, my car is pink.
Yes.
Your car is lime green, you said? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I call it pink.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking, like, it could be Shrek or...
No.
Maybe Fiona.
Okay, but Tinkerbell is magic.
You're right.
Okay, yes. Good choice.
All right. Megan, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that little incident happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
So I took a big swig of furniture polish and had to go to the emergency room.
Drunk adult.
Okay. I'm going to say little kid, like oopsies, maybe.
Oopsies?
Yeah, or thought he was drinking. I don't know. Yeah, no, maybe little kid.
All right, Megan, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying little kid.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Little kid.
You're 0 for 1.
I was bored one day and started smelling all my mom's cleaning supplies. Came upon some furniture polish that smelled delicious, so I drank it. I threw up almost immediately. My mom heard the commotion and rushed me to the ER.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, gosh. Poison control.
Poison control, for sure.
Sure, but it was maybe a lemon scent or something. Yeah.
All right, Megan, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of dog treats and then puked all over the kitchen.
Why are we eating weird things? What is going on with this particular episode?
Do you notice they're both men?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm going to stick with my drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult.
I smell a dare.
You smell a dare.
I feel like a dare is at play, a drunken dare. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. I was a drunk adult. Yeah. Absolutely. Why did he eat dog treats?
My girlfriend worked at a dog bakery, and they sold these treats that looked like Oreos, but they were dog safe.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm
going to
stop
real.
Him there because some of those dog treats that are like holistic and natural and baked from bakers,
they look delicious. Yeah. Don't really fault them.
Right.
I came home drunk one night. I pulled them out of what I thought was the cookie jar. And after about 10, she came out and asked, "What are you doing?" And when she told me that they were dog cookies, I lost the cookies.
Yeah.
He ate about 10 of them.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, right. Well.
You know what? I feel like we've done worse in the history of this show with some of the shenanigans that have happened with that dreaded Wheel of Dares.
Yeah.
Remember that thing?
Yes,
I
do.
We ate some stuff.
All right, Megan, you are 1-1 win, 1 loss. Here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I broke my nose playing Frisbee.
All right.
That could literally
be.
I'll go with little kid.
Little kid.
Oh, see, I was thinking that might be the obvious answer. But is it the right answer?
obvious answer, you think?
I feel like yes, kids are more likely to play Frisbee than adults, right?
What about like Ultimate Frisbee?
Okay,
you have some beers with the boys and then you go play Ultimate Frisbee?
That's true. Okay, so that's what I'm thinking. Drunk adult Ultimate Frisbee, maybe. With beer.
Did I...
You influenced me. Wait, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Wait, hang on. Megan, what did you say?
I said little kid.
Are you going to change or are you going to stay?
Oh, God. I'm sticking with my gut, I hope.
Okay, she's sticking with it. Her gut's telling her it was just a little kid. The obvious
a little
answer.
Kid.
Just a little kid out there playing Frisbee.
All right. Tinkerbell thinks it's a little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, God.
You did not do very well at this game today.
No.
Mercy. Yeah. Show me mercy.
Well, hang on. While I consider it, Megan, let's hear what happened.
Playing Can Jam, which is a Frisbee game, and the Frisbee was coming at me pretty fast, and I was trying to be smooth, and I waited till the last second to slam it into the can. And apparently, my timing skills when face aren't great, and it hit me square between the eyes. I broke my nose. I had double black eyes for a week plus.
Wow.
Whoa, double black eyes. That's not a good... And then you have to explain to everyone why you have the double black eyes.
Slam Jam!
Playing Frisbee.
Slam Jam!
Dude. Brawl.
All right, Megan.
Hopefully he had some good sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, at least you know you can walk into your high school English class today champion, because even though you only got 33%, you're a teacher. You know that's not passing.
But we're grading on a curve.
We are.
It's all about progress.
That's right.
It's
all about progress. You actually got worse as it went along. All right, Megan, congrats. You win, all right? There you go.
Thank you.
You are welcome. It. Enjoy the concert and hang on another quick sec, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Listen, you know you want to be a part of this little segment. You do. If you got a little story you think maybe could fall into either category, we need to hear it. Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email the voice note, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Eddie Montero was meeting his newest grandchild for the first time, out to dinner, visiting his daughters in Orlando, started to feel dizzy, collapsed at the restaurant. They were sitting outside. Now, the NIH says 9 out of 10 heart attacks like this that happen outside a hospital are fatal.
Mm.
But luckily for him, a local physician and 3 of her residents were at a nearby table and immediately sprung into action. Dr. Nicole Brenner and her 3 colleagues were all quick to kind of assess the situation and start treatment, kind of turning the restaurant into a makeshift emergency room.
Mm.
We quickly checked a pulse, and as soon as there was identification that he had no pulse and he was in cardiac arrest, CPR was immediately initiated. Dr. Sadomer called for emergency assistance, helped identify if there was any additional support in the area. Both Dr. Alicia and Dr. Rivera were able to initiate CPR and take over for me because a little bit of a challenge.
Okay.
And that challenge is she's 35 weeks pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but Eddie said they were like angels appearing before him and they saved his life. And according to Dr. Nicole, she said, yeah, it truly feels like we were meant to be there.
Mm.
And in a full circle moment, one of the residents who helped out on site ended up being the attending doctor when he recovered in the hospital. So just an incredible set of circumstances, just right place at the right time situation. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Are you a normal person or are you just a weirdo? So I love asking this to our listeners who submit at 9970JX or 502-795-1997, the little like freak flags that they do. And we deem whether it's normal or not. All right. So while washing hands, I rinse my hands before I put soap on them all the time. Yeah, so when you're washing your hands, you don't put soap on your dry hands, do you?
No, I wet them first.
Yeah, so you rinse them off a little bit first, then you put the soap on.
Yeah.
Then you lather it up, then you rinse off.
No. Yesterday, I think I put the soap on my dry hands first. Am I psychotic?
Wait, hang on, you do that?
I did that yesterday. I remember I did that.
So do you also then...
I turn the water on first, but then dispense the soap in my hands. My hands are dry, though. And then I rub and rinse at the same time.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. Maybe you're kind of not normal. Do you also wet the toothbrush before you put the toothpaste on top of it?
No. I put the toothpaste on the dry brush, then give it a little, wet it, and then start brushing.
Yeah, but you have to at least wet the toothbrush before you put it in your mouth.
Yes, I don't wet it first and then put toothpaste on because it might slip right off. So I put it on the dry, better grip, and then get it a little wet. And but then you run the risk of the running water, like, washing the toothpaste right off. So I get the risk that I'm taking by doing it that way. But, yes, I'm wetting it before I put it in my mouth.
How hard are you turning on the faucet?
I mean, it's not that strong of a stream.
Okay.
But still, it can happen.
All right.
I got, like, a tiny little, that round brush that's for the whitening and all the things. It almost looks similar to what they use at the dentist.
Like a little, like, Oral-B type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You've
got the motorized kind?
Yes, 100%.
Bougie over here.
Are you using, like, a traditional toothbrush?
Always have.
I just kind of thought everybody was, like, doing the motorized thing, especially adults. It helps with
especially
more power,
adults?
Right? Yes.
What do you mean adults?
Well, because
wouldn't you think kids would need the motorized to actually help them actually get it good?
For sure, for sure.
When you're an adult, you should be able to handle a toothbrush by yourself, right?
Yes, but you still need more power, though, because you have trouble getting the food off your teeth when you're an adult, right?
Do you?
Yeah, you do. My teeth are closer together and things get stuck more than when I was a kid.
That's what floss is for.
Okay, I'll get that. But I still need more power with the toothbrush. Don't shame me for that.
Your stance on brushing teeth, it was an unexpected turn that I did not think we would go down.
Because I like a motorized toothbrush for more power?
No, because you think all adults need motorized toothbrushes.
That's what I thought.
No.
And water picks and all the things. That's why they make those. Not for kids. They don't make water picks for kids. They make those for adults. Am I right? I need the dentist to chime in.
I'm the son of a dentist.
Okay. Think you're doing it wrong. You're not using the power that's out there.
You take that back.
I think you're doing it wrong. I need the power. Like Sonicare, all those.
Just because you have weak forearms and aren't able to actually brush your teeth.
Weak forearms?
That's
what it's coming down to?
Obviously, you need a motorized toothbrush because you have weak forearms.
Oh, listen, Brooke's like, Kelly, what did you say? Wet it before you put it in your mouth? Yes, Brooke, things like that come out of my mouth when we're having these conversations. And Derek's like, Kelly got a car motor powering her toothbrush. Yeah, well, I like to try to get everything out of there, right?
Do you have to pull a ripcord to get it to start?
No, I don't. It has a battery. I'm not the only one on planet Earth that's using a battery-operated toothbrush. Don't shame me. Don't shame me.
Maybe motorized is a woman thing, Dustin says. Yeah, maybe it is.
Really?
I don't think so because I'm a guy.
My husband uses a battery-operated one, and so do both the kids.
Okay.
We figure, like, more power behind it's going to get your teeth cleaner. That's my thought.
Okay. That was a tangent I didn't think that we were going to go down. But as soon as I heard Kelly's atrocious views on how she brushes her teeth.
I didn't think I was going to have to be shamed because I want more power brushing my teeth.
teach their own, I guess, right?
Kelly's like, how many miles per hour does it get? I don't know. I don't think it's measured that way. It's got some good velocity.
# weak forearms. All right.
Oh my God.
Jessica says not wetting your toothbrush first is like Dahmer material. Yeah, you know what?
It's called dry brushing. There's a name for it.
Well, yes, I do. I will put the toothpaste on a dry toothbrush just about every time, and then I'll wet it, just like Kelly. That's where we agree on.
But occasionally, though, you can do the whole just start brushing a little bit because the toothpaste is a little bit more abrasive when it's drier.
Mm.
So if you got a little bit more of a tougher task at hand, got some sticky stuff, whatever, got some tartar building
what,
up.
What,
there
what,
you go.
What dental school did you go to, Kelly?
I have read things on YouTube. And my dentist told me about dry brushing.
What dental thing?
My dentist told me about dry brushing. I'm getting good information from good dentists.
Jessica's laying down.
Nice teeth, so.
Jessica's laying down the rules. It says it's wet it, toothpaste, and then wet it again, and I'll stand by that till I die. All right.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that is,
you know what?
Right.
That is a hill that a lot of people will die on. Is,
okay.
Yep. All right.
I
do want to get to the other thing that we teased just a little bit, and it involves your blanket and getting it moist.
I don't like that word. I don't like that word at all. I don't.
One moment. All right. We are diving into some of the little freak flags that you all have. We all have them, right? Is it normal? Is it not? You can always text them to us or send them to us at Ben and Kelly Show. Got one. And it involves the word moist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Part of a blanket has to touch my mouth when I go to sleep. And now my daughter does it too.
Really?
So it's almost like she's putting it in her mouth.
People are just tuning in right then.
She's putting it in her mouth. And she likes that feeling.
Oh, gosh, Ben!
Of the blanket.
Okay.
Obviously.
Please, just keep reiterating what you're talking about.
Do you?
Because people are going to get moments of these shows and wonder, what the heck?
Do you have to, or do you do anything like that?
No, but I like to sometimes, I put the covers up over my nose because my nose gets cold.
Yeah.
Sometimes because we got the fan on and the AC's down real low. My nose gets really icy cold, so I'll cover it with the blanket.
With a blanket, but you
I'm
don't.
Not putting anything in my mouth.
But you don't put it in your mouth.
No. No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right, so we're going to say that is not normal.
That is not normal.
We're going to go ahead and put a not normal. But again,
not normal.
Let your own freak flag fly. We're not here to judge.
No.
But we are kind of.
Okay, a little. A little. I will say this. My niece, when she was little, she had one of those blankets with a satin trim, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
So Jake had one too, and he would he rubbed his fingers on it. He loved the feel of the satin.
For sure.
But my niece wadded it up and put it in her mouth. Like that was her pacifier.
Yeah.
And she would just sit there with a wad of the blanket in her mouth. And then she did that till I think she was three. And then the doctor was kind of like, hey, you got to nip that because the fibers from the blanket, she could swallow it. And that's not good. And my daughter actually didn't have a pacifier. She liked to suck on those terry cloth washcloths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She called it her chewy.
For sure.
She would just chew on the terry cloth washcloth. That was her.
All right. So with
and
the blankets.
It was a big thing getting her to give up the chewies.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Not chewies.
I get it. Speaking of chewy, I know you probably don't bite your fingernails, right?
No.
All
right. I used to as a kid, though, but my mom bought me that stuff that tastes really bitter that you paint on your nails, and that kind of nipped it.
So, yeah, there's one more of these that we want to get to. Normal or not, you chew on, I chew on my hangnails. I bite them off for a second before I spit them out.
Ooh.
So we chew on them. Like,
I just have clippers. I have clippers, and I just take care of those. I have clippers in the car, clippers in my purse. I just make sure I have clippers nearby if that happens.
Yeah, I am a biter, though. I'll bite.
Really?
Yeah, I bite. I know it's not good.
Bacteria, germs, infections.
But you know, I'm still living.
Great.
Germs ain't got me.
You know what? It built up your immune system.
That's right.
That system.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, there you go. Thank you. That's another round of is it normal or not? Oh, what did we say? Blanket in the mouth, hangnails. Blanket in the mouth, not normal. Hangnails, I think that's probably all right. At least, you know, for me.
Just like to judge how you're living your life.
Yep, for sure.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's time for the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun little trophy, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. And Kelly, are you ready?
I'm feeling fairly confident.
Okay.
This week.
I lost last week, so losers go first. You laugh, you lose. I don't know if you know this, Kelly, but this past Halloween, I went as a former gifted and talented student.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I wore normal clothes, and when people asked me what I was supposed to be, I just sighed and said, I was supposed to be a lot of things.
Oh. Tragic.
Yeah.
This is where you ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Someone just called my phone, sneezed, and then just hung up.
Okay.
I'm getting sick and tired of all these cold calls.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe my dad had been stealing from his job as a road worker.
Oh.
Yeah. I got home. All the signs were there, though.
They were all there. Yeah. All of them. Yeah, all of them that he stole. Yeah. Yeah. Talk to Dad about that. Hey, Ben, what do you call someone allergic to galaxies?
What?
Galactose intolerant.
Oh, it's you laugh, you lose. You know, I won $3 million.
Whoa.
From a lottery.
Why are you here? Why are you here then?
Well, I donated one quarter of it to charity.
Oh.
Yep. Proud to say, now I have $2,999,999.75.
Wow. Again, why are you here? I would have quit instantly. Kudos.
Thank you.
The commitment is there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst thing to say before a driving exam?
What?
Hey, does this thing have airbags?
Ah, yeah. Safety first, though.
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, my wife thinks the dog can talk to her and that every bark is a word.
Oh.
Yeah. My family asked what it was like, and I said, it's rough.
Now you speak, dog.
Rough.
Impressive.
Rough. Rough.
Keep working on that. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
When I was just a little kid, I used to pray for a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Then as I grew older, I learned in Sunday school that's not how prayer works.
Okay.
So I stole a bike and prayed for forgiveness.
Ah, yes. You know, what do you call a cow with no legs, Kelly?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Doesn't matter. Won't come anyway.
It can't.
Doesn't have legs.
I thought you were going to say something brilliant like ground beef.
No, that's the obvious punchline, Kelly.
That is the obvious punchline, is it not? That's my son's punchline when he was like 4. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Man asked his wife why she married him. She said, because you're really funny.
Okay.
He said, I thought it was because I was good in the you-know-where with the you-know-what. She said, see, you're hilarious.
I feel a little attacked there.
Do you?
Kelly, I sabotaged an origami competition.
You did? How'd you do that?
Well, the judges are waiting to see what unfolds.
Oh. Got it. All right. I'm guessing that's how you did it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My dentist told me this might hurt a little bit. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, I'm ready. She said, I'm sleeping with your husband.
Ooh.
Ouch, right? Ouch, right?
Couple guys were on a boat cruising. They passed by a beach. One guy points and jokingly yells, land ho! On the beach. Kelly yells back, that's rude!
That's great. That's great. That's great. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. That's great. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I accidentally took a laxative with holy water.
Oh.
I'm about to start a religious movement.
Tell us how you work it out.
Pray for me.
I will. Kelly, I conducted a local survey about which shampoo women prefer to use.
Yeah.
Two of them used Garnier. Another two liked Tresemme. And one preferred Pantene. Not sure what the last lady liked. I couldn't get a good look before I got arrested.
Creepy, sir. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I hurt my bottom after shaking it at the office party.
Oh.
It was a twerk place injury.
How you feeling now? You good? All right. I'll take
it. Wait, play my twerk music. I need twerk music. Make it worth it. Make it worth it. Give me some twerk music.
I don't know if I have it
queued up
for you.
You have to have a twerk button. What happened to the twerk button?
What happened to the twerk button?
Yes. Yes, Jennifer. My twerk place injury took me out. Give me some twerk music.
I'm just going to let you just hang there and think about what you did. All right. You laugh, you lose. Congrats to me. I will take this trophy back.
Whatever. I'll twerk my way back to victory next week.
You're familiar with 30 Seconds to Mars, right?
I am familiar with it.
Jared Leto, lead singer. He's also an actor, right?
Yeah.
So, did you see what he did yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, this is like out of left field, is it not?
So he became, Jared Leto, became the first person in history to legally, mind you, climb to the top of the Empire State Building in New York City.
Yeah, they gave him permission, which is crazy, and that his agents would allow it.
I'm not talking like take the stairs. I'm talking from the outside.
Yes.
And he started out on the 86th floor and made his way up to the 104th floor. So still, it wasn't from like the street level.
The bottom, yeah, yeah.
But still.
You're on the outside of the Empire State Building, which is really tall.
It's incredible to watch the sunrise overlooking the city. It's meant so much to me. Ever since I was a kid, you know, New York stood for the place that you went to make your dreams come true. And as a young kid, I wanted to be an artist, and New York was the place that you came to be an artist. And the Empire State Building was always that symbol for me.
Yeah, so...
He got bloody hands doing it, too.
You know, I was more excited than nervous, to tell you the truth. But I have to be honest, it was very, very hard. It was very hard. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
In what way?
You know, just the endurance that it took, the stamina that it took, and it was very sharp.
Yeah.
It was sharp. Yeah, yeah. Like, I was thinking, do you take, like, suction cups or something and try to do it that way?
Well, it's cement, right?
Well, I guess. Steel? Glass?
Well, I don't think it's all glass, so I don't think suction cups would help.
Oh, man.
Because it's... I believe it's like cement and everything. But yeah, so he did that all to promote.
Yeah, I'm watching the video, though. It does look like, I can't tell what the material is, but it looks like it's some sort of like windows because they're illuminated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's kind of grabbing on to steel. Like,
yeah.
Gripping it. It must be sharp steel.
Yeah, that's wild. Now, it wasn't like he was going up there without any sort of harness or anything like that. He did have like a little harness, and that was attached to like the top. So if he did lose his balance, he wasn't going to plummet 86 stories.
No, but they got plenty of drone footage. I mean, when you're doing something like this and you get permission, you got to make sure it is being captured by all angles, and it's pretty incredible to watch.
Yeah, apparently it's just all to announce that his band is going on tour. So
that's what he did it for?
Go big or go home.
Wow.
It's wild. Yeah, so you've got to see the video. It's up WDJX.com. But yeah, Jared Leto there climbing the outside of the Empire State Building yesterday. It's wild.
Wow. Do you train for something like that? I would think you'd have to.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Maybe. Yeah, go find a rock wall somewhere. And do a couple of climbs.
Yeah, just,
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, just go to the mall, do some rock wall climbing, and be like, I'm good. I'm good.
All
Let's do this.
Next stop, Empire State Building.
All right. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
This is kind of amazing. A professional surfer from Australia managed to catch a wave measuring a record-breaking 43.6 feet tall. Her name's Laura. She's 31. She paddled in, rode the massive wave on the outer reef Oahu, and they later measured, and they'll explain how they take these measurements. It was confirmed by the World Surf League.
I wanted to like get out there. I just thought, make it to the bottom of this thing, hold on. It felt like forever that I was dropping down the wave.
World record adjudicators relied on this video and photos, using everything in the frame for scale to measure against the wave, including Laura's body length. She's 1.68 metres tall, which makes the wave about 8 Laura's. The previous record was a measly 7.5 Laura's.
Yeah, so it's a measly. So she smashed it out of the water. She was, it's the equivalent of like a 3-story building.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, but the incredible still shot they got is one of the most epic pictures ever. Like, she needs to make it her Christmas card forever and forever.
Nice.
Every year. It's so amazing. You can see the video and that epic picture. It's pretty awesome at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar story. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, how else are you going to know how your car purrs? You don't open her up. Let her hum. Let this girl breathe. But if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a car for a test drive and then going ahead and getting arrested, then you're doing okay. Listen, you're the used car salesman, so you should know better.
You should, a little.
But this guy legit was test driving a customer's Mustang. Let her breathe a little too much. Was going 103 in a 45.
Oh, dang.
The officer pulled him over, and, you know, he kept apologizing, but he was also like, hey, it's... He was like, do you know, I mean, I'm a car salesman. This is what I do. So he was thinking that might help.
That's his little, you know, pass.
Here's the officer kind of telling him, no, it's not.
You're doing 103 miles an hour in a posted 45 mile an hour zone. Do you have your driver's license, registration proof, insurance?
Yes, I apologize, sir. I'm doing a test drive right now for the customer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just doing a test drive. That's all I'm doing.
This is just, it's a professional kind of a thing that's happening right here.
I am so sorry about that. I'm on my job. I'm sorry, bro. Here's my information right here.
Right now, you're under arrest for reckless driving.
Oh,
he was under arrest?
Yep.
I apologize, sir. I don't care.
Yeah, he's like, but I apologized.
Yeah, but I said I'm sorry.
I know.
Is that okay?
You're under arrest.
Can I call my boss to let him know?
In a little bit, but not right this moment, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dang. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I guess the boss did show up to the place, so I don't know necessarily what happened, but the boss didn't look too pleased, so.
No.
Yeah, you know, hey. I understand. And I remember when I was interning for a news or station, mm-hmm. you know, a station like Wave 3, I asked one of the photographers, I was like, hey, so when you got to get to like a story, are you able to like speed and do like police, they understand? He's like, well, no. But there is a little bit of an understanding, but I mean, we still got to be careful and stuff like that. Because I was thinking, I was like, man, you know, like if there's breaking news, you know, you gotta get there. Right. Exactly. But no.
Breaking news doesn't wait for you to get there.
Yeah. Well, breaking the law is not an excuse though.
That's not good. Yeah. I mean, this guy wasn't even on the highway.
I know. I mean,
he's just on surface streets.
I know. He's lucky.
Come on now.
Things didn't escalate. So
seriously.
Anyways, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking a little car for a test drive, just open her up, letting her breathe just a little bit.
That's okay. I'm a professional.
I'm a professional car salesman. It's okay.
I'm just, you know, we're checking out a potential trade-in.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. All right, obviously babies stink. Perfume for babies is a thing. We'll explain on the way next on 97 DJX. I know, Kelly, that you would agree with me when I say that sometimes when you get a baby close by, you just want to stick your face in their face and just smell them, and I just want to eat you.
Gnaw on their little like double rolls on their thighs.
Yeah.
So cute.
Love
it.
It's 99.7 EJX, Ben and Kelly. And
babies can't smell bad unless they did something in their diaper.
Yeah, right. Newborn baby smell is a very real thing, and it's been studied by scientists, in fact, right?
Wow. Yeah.
But Dior is now selling perfume for babies, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what else is 2023 doing? Actually, no. It is. It was sold way back in like 1970, so they're just kind of bringing it back, and it is legit perfume for babies, and it's basically translated to Lucky Star in French. It's Bon Étoile or something. I don't know. I don't know how to say it in French. I don't know. I'm not going to try. Yeah, probably. Tender and fruity notes. It's a relaunch. Like I said, it's going to set you back about $230 for a little bottle.
$230 for perfume for your baby?
Yeah, but
baby powder's a lot cheaper.
Listen, Junior stinks.
No.
You gotta let Junior smell good.
My kids were fine. They smelled just fine without $230 perfume. Get a little pat pat of the baby powder. That smells delicious. And then there you go.
All right, we'll tweet it out. You can see it for yourself at Ben
Baby Shampoo
and Kelly Show.
Ridiculous.
99.70 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. A lot of stuff happening today, including tickets to see Pink on the website. Also, AJR, it's a winning weekend. They just announced their tour. Tickets don't go on sale till next Friday, but we've got them all this weekend up at WDJX.com as well. So that's pretty cool. Some new music out today. You got a little taster of Houdini by Dua Lipa. And you have probably already seen the Jack Harlow whipping around on TikTok, but new Jack Harlow's out as well, called "Lovin' on Me." It's the "I'm Vanilla Baby." That's what's been going around on TikTok. Well, that's part of his new song, and yeah, so he's been having some fun on socials with this. It's this part.
I'm Vanilla Baby, but I ain't no baby.
Yeah, so that.
And he's got one with Jungkook too, right?
Yeah. So he's doing some stuff. But yeah, Jack Harlow with new music, "Lovin' on Me," that is out as well this weekend. So,
and listen, I'm obsessed with the new Blink 182 song. Yes, Blink 182.
Yeah, that's been
out there for like a month.
I was gonna say that's been out for a few weeks, but yeah, it's kind of in the same vein of the "I Miss You" for those longtime Blink listeners.
It is the most reflective song, though. I think Travis Barker is one that wrote it and produced it, and it kind of talks about everything they've been through, and it's amazing. Like, I was tearing up. So good. The video is on our website.
Yeah. And then even the Jonas Brothers messed around and released some new music called "Strong Enough." That is featuring Bailey Zimmerman.
Too short to be wasted. So let me up. Twist me something good. Make it strong enough.
There you go. So, yeah, you can see all that stuff from Blink to Jack to Dua to
Jared Leto climbing the Empire State Building.
Yep, WDJX.com. All right, what else, Kelly?
Oh, have a great weekend.
Yes, enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.